KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open 10 to noon every weekday at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, also now being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Thanks for coming along with us. You can also shoot me an email at 991FMMonica@991FMTalk.com. And I know, it just goes on and on. All the good stuff. All the gooey stuff inside. You can also log on to 991FMTalk.com. Check out any past shows from the podcast. And, check out the poll question. Check out the poll question of the day. I don't know. We might have to keep this up there a little bit longer just so everybody gets a chance to get in and get on it. In light of the mass shootings, is a national red flag law vote necessary or unconstitutional? Is it necessary or unconstitutional? I want to share with you one thing, because this is getting pushed back like crazy on Twitter, and this guy is, he's awesome. He has his liberal points at times. He has his conservative points at times. But I think he's just awesome. And that is the astronomer. Oh, what's his first name? I can't remember. DeGrasse. Can't remember his first name. He posted this on Twitter, and it just set the liberals on fire. In the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, now pay attention to this, we lose around 500 people to medical errors. Medical errors. 300 people or so to the flu. 250 plus to suicide. 200 plus to car accidents. And 40 or more to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. And this is what the Democrats and the Republicans do. It's all spectacle. I'm not downplaying the shootings that have happened in Dayton, that have happened in El Paso, that even happened in Gilroy. But you have to understand, there is a group of people, a massive group of people out there, trying to undermine, and they have been for decades, the Second Amendment to the Constitution. And this is how they do it. They do it with spectacle. They don't do it with reason. They don't do it with logic. They do it with spectacle. They wait until something like this happens because they know it's going to happen. There's going to be another one. I hate to tell you that. That's why we have a very special guest coming in the next segment, and that's Joey Walker. We're going to talk about how you can protect yourself in these unpredictable and unprotectable situations. It's about awareness. It's about being vigilant about where you're at. It's not about not going to your favorite concerts. It's not about going out to your favorite events. We have to keep doing that. It's called life. And life is too short for us not to enjoy every minute of it. But it is these people who are trying to undermine the Second Amendment who forget about all this other stuff. So 500, I'm not doing Common Core, but 8,000. So 1,500 roughly people a day or 48 hours. Compared to 34 in the last 48-hour period there, the mass shootings. Spectacle, people. When you look at the Second Amendment and people say, oh, well, you don't need an automatic rifle. You don't need a rifle that can shoot this far. You don't need... It's not that I need one right now. But the Second Amendment was written for a reason. A well-armed militia. We've gone over this before. You are the militia against a tyrannical government. It is when that tyrannical government that's probably being funded by George Soros and Bill de Blasio and all those other that want your money and want you, actually. Those tyrannical people, those people who want to literally enslave humanity, are the ones that you have to have firearms against that can go against their firearms. You can't go up against a militia, or you can't go up against a military-style engagement like we see in Venezuela if you do not have compatible firearms in the hands of responsible people, law-abiding people, people not on Facebook worshiping Satanism, people not on Facebook saying that, the president needs to be taken out or all of the other rhetoric that is going on. Facebook has the algorithms all set. Twitter has the algorithms all set. Google, all of these different places to find out and figure out if you're conservative and keep your voice suppressed. But they can't find these people out there that are posting all this stuff? That's a disgusting lie. And you know it as well as I do. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Al this morning. Hi, Al. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about that we're ignoring what's happening in Hong Kong. And they have just really started the crackdown. And they said it's just starting, and we're really going to get on them. They have their police from the mainland running cars back and forth over the people. They have stepped up the tear gassing, and they said we will crush those. And nobody remembers what happened in Tiananmen Square. And you did bring up Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a fact. Yes, that's right in our hemisphere. Nobody mentions it. China and Russia now have naval bases there. They have air bases.
Yeah.
They're supporting and keeping that government going in Venezuela. Okay, but then let's go back to China. They're not even mentioning this on the news. And these people, they did make it, they were under British protection. They were free. And they want to keep some autonomy. They're not going to be allowed to keep it. And they have China has said they will crush them. And when China says it, they mean it. We saw it in Tiananmen Square. Thousands died. Thousands.
I don't understand why we're so upset with the trading wars and everything like that come down to money when China's government is just some downright horrible people. They are a huge threat to us, and they are a huge backer of the Democrats. And I'm sorry, because I try to keep myself well-informed, Al, but I did not know that was going on right now in China.
Oh, it's really happening. And they're not putting it on the media. It's barely on the media. And the whole thing is, you know, it's still the country where they send the family the bill for the bullet they execute people with. They harvest their organs and sell them after they execute them. This is reality. And it's and everybody who wanted to, let's free Tibet. How the heck are you going to free Tibet? I mean, they want it for mining.
You're absolutely correct.
When they mine in Africa or South America, they don't clean up, and nobody says anything about it.
Yeah.
And when we leave, they fill the void.
Yeah. That is something
else. I don't know what else I can say. I mean, you're a far better spokesman than I am.
I thank you, Al. Well,
I can just see our doors getting kicked in. You know, you have a gun show on this channel on the weekend. And I think Tom Grissom is a very fair man. But he says, I lived in Los Angeles in Koreatown during the riots. I called the police, asked them, do you want me to take down license plate numbers of looters? I saw them bringing things back laughing. I lived in a predominantly Central American MS-controlled neighborhood, which wasn't that way when I moved in. They were laughing and just bringing back the looted goods. I had things stolen from me when I finally went to sleep after staying up and watching everything during the riots. And what I told the police, they said, it's none of your business. We don't care, because I watched what was happening across the street. And they said, hope you have a gun, you're on your own, and they hung up on me.
Yeah.
And that was in the city of Los Angeles.
When you look at the number of officers, even in this area, when you look at the numbers of officers, deputies, any type of law enforcement, and if something happens, do you really think they're going to be there for all the people? No, we just don't have the numbers. And Al, it just goes back to, this is what they're trying to do. And that's why we have to fight even harder.
This is a safer area than Los Angeles because there are armed people. But we are getting people from Northern California moving in here who want to change it to Northern California, which they are fleeing because of what they created there. And they want to
That's why we have that here. Exactly. Al, thanks for the call. I've got to take a break. And that is exactly what we are fighting for. That is exactly what we are fighting against. Because every single time one of these shootings happens, every single time it makes it into the news, and that's what they blow up. It doesn't matter what channel you were watching over the last few days. It is all focused just on those shootings. What happened to Epstein? These child traffickers, these child sex traffickers, child sex slave traffickers that have been caught in numerous areas besides Epstein, you're not hearing anything about that. You're not hearing about anything about the other major crimes that should be in the spotlight. Because once again, people want to disarm you. They have other people in other countries coming forward. I don't know why America still has guns. Well, because we are going to protect ourselves. One way or another. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to get Joey in here so we can have an intelligent conversation. Because I do have a tendency to get a little too passionate, but I'm not going to say it's time for a throwdown, but you better be prepared for in the future. 884-9910, if you have any questions of Joey Walker. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. If you've got any calls for my good friend Joey Walker, owner of DisarmAndDisable.com, he's dedicated to providing real-world information on how to defend against threats from active shooters. I mean, what we've seen, the guy in Walmart. This is going to be a short segment, Joey. So first off, welcome.
Thank you
for coming in. I want to ask you something just more of the philosophical side, is something that I was just talking about on the air before you came in. And that was, DeGrasse, but I meant to look up his first name. The scientist, Mr. DeGrasse, who's always looking at the stars, he posted something on Twitter that says on an average day, this is just an average day, across 48 hours, we lose 500 people to medical errors, the rough numbers, 300 plus to flu, 250 plus to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Now that's well around 1,500 people in a 48-hour period. And those are just some numbers. There's a lot of other things that can take somebody's life. So over this past week, we've had three shootings. Is the reaction in the media, once again, spectacle rather than real information?
Well, now that you open up that can, here's the issue. Let's look at not just those three, but let's look at all over the United States where they've had their normal homicides. Let's look at Chicago.
Yeah.
How many shootings occurred there, but it doesn't make the news because it doesn't fit
certain
agendas.
Oh, wait, I have that. Let's
or
see.
Other major cities, metropolitan cities specifically. Whether you go to Los Angeles, whether you go to Baltimore, whether you go to New York, whether you go to Miami.
This last weekend,
mm-hmm.
66 people were shot, 12 fatally, just in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. My old hometown, by the way.
And it could be your new hometown because Nevada is following the same path of Illinois in...
That's scary.
In downgrade, yeah, in destruction. The fight, though, is getting so hard when it comes to the Second Amendment and being able to arm yourself.
If we had had a good guy with a gun that is competent in any of those environments, specifically the active shooting situations occurring in El Paso or Dayton or the Garlic Festival in Gilroy. But see, what we continue to do is we have special events, and then we have people who are screening weapons. And when you take a weapon away from a good guy like myself that's armed, that knows how to use it, and prepared to defend not just my life but defense of others, and if you do that, then what are you left with? You're disarming everyone, and you're counting on the security, typically security, unarmed security, to be competent. And a lot of times, they're not.
Well, and I look at security, and it's, you know, just a joke because a lot of times those security people aren't armed at all.
Well, I'll give you one even better. So my wife and I went out to a specific club to remain nameless, and they're checking IDs at the door, and I'm always armed, and they're checking guys to lift up the front of their shirt. So I move my gun and my ammunition clip to the back side of my waistband. Not that I'm that large, but I move it back to the back side. I go to the front. And I lift up the front of my shirt, and this guy looks at my waistband and says, go on. So I go inside the club, and I'm fully armed. Now, if he's checking me and he's missing my weapons, what's he doing to the other guy who might be a criminal? And if he had taken my gun from me and something jumps off inside the specific location, then I'm unarmed. And depending on incompetent security to defend me.
And it seems to be the schools, the parks, the places where... the so-called gun-free zone is there, you know, saving grace. This is our gun-free zone. This is our safe space. We're going to be okay here.
Right.
And that's the biggest soft target there is.
And your average active shooter is not going to notify the local police department, sheriff's department, highway patrol, state police, go to that location and tell him the date and the time he's going to commit this offense and go into that armed location to take on those armed individuals. He or she is going to go to a place that there's lots of people because typically active shooters want numbers, not just one or two, but they want as many as they can kill as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to go to a place where there's not going to be any armed, competent challenge. So when you have those two, no matter where your environment is, whether it's a school, and we go to this single point of entry in this specific school district, and they think that that panacea, that one single thing, will stop all the shooters. You got to be an idiot to think that, oh, your active shooter is always going to go to the front door of the school.
Mm-hmm.
If the person stands and looks at the front of the school and says, well, you know what, I don't want to shoot the front of the school, I can't access that. Where are the kids entering? They're entering around the sides, they're entering through the back. So the active shooter is not that stupid. Come on, he's going to or she's going to go around to those locations.
Mm-hmm.
But they continue to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars retrofitting all of our schools and not teaching the educators, the administrators, and the staff inside each school what to do when the shooting starts. Because the majority of the time, the shooters are the students. They've already brought their guns in with them.
And they know where the places are that
exactly.
They can... This is going to be a long conversation today. We got to take a quick Fox News break, though, and we will be back with Joey Walker, owner of Disarm and Disable, and that's exactly what we're going to teach you how to do today on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, also being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. And this is real world talk. This is local talk, how to protect you, how to protect your family. And that's why I bring in fabulous guests like owner of DisarmandDisable.com. It's Joey Walker. A lot of people know that name here in Northern Nevada because not only of his selfless 25-year service to the Reno Police Department, but also teaching self-defense classes. I've had a number of listeners call in and say that they've taken classes with you. They've had their kids take classes with you. So thank you for doing, and author, you know, thank you for doing what you can to help protect the people of Northern Nevada.
Thank you.
By teaching them to protect themselves. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Joey is touching on some of it, but the one thing that I want to touch on is, well, not one thing, but there's several things. Anyway, I'm going to start with Dan Crenshaw, Representative Dan Crenshaw, pushing federal-level red flag laws. First off, Article 1, Section 8, that's not within their jurisdiction. Okay, I called Mr. Crenshaw's office. I laid it out to him. He's an officer in the Navy. I'm an enlisted man. He has college credentials. All I have is a high school diploma, and I have to school him? So anyways, I brought up the thing missing from all of these incidences, and like I said, Joey touched on it a bit, and that is so few of us average Joe and Jane lunchboxes not being armed, being complacent, being what Colonel Cooper referred to as condition white all the time. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm in condition yellow when I'm awake. And I hope Joey is too.
Oh, okay. He is.
Yeah. So
he's taught me so much about that.
Okay. I did not get any formal training, combat training in the Navy by being an aircraft controller. And the hierarchy thinking, well, you're a non-combat. Baloney. I was stationed aboard a frontline ship. Well, we could have been attacked, yada, yada, yada. I went through four exercises when I was stationed at QB Point, wherein I was killed because the aggressors managed to get through our guard barrier around our building, our control tower building, and then simulated everybody being killed because we were unarmed. I took the captain up on this, and he gave me the runaround, so I finally cut loose on him. I did so respectfully, so that he couldn't bust me down, but I read him the Riot Act. All right?
Oh, well, and that is something that...
And I'm trained.
And that's what Joey and I are going to be going over, is how to, you know, disarm that bad guy and all that. So we just started, Vance, so we're just getting into this. We got a lot to cover, and we've got another phone call. So thanks for calling, Vance, and keeping us up on that. That's surprising to hear about Dan Crenshaw, and I'm very disappointed in that. Phil, what would you like to talk about?
Morning. I had two questions. I have one for you, and I have one for Officer Walker. And I say Officer Walker because you never retire from being a law enforcement officer.
That's right.
Full disclosure, I'm a licensed by the PILB board. It's private investigator, security guard, or security officer. Mm-hmm. I had a question. You said you had an antidote earlier about you went to a club and you questioned the competency of the security officer searching you, but with a shirt lift.
Right.
Was that a casino?
Don't want to get into that location, but I can tell you that I have found the same things in attending different special events in California as well.
Was it a casino?
Yep. One of them was, yes.
Yeah, so it was a club in a casino.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And this was in California, you said? Sorry.
I've had them in California and Nevada.
Okay.
Well, and it's interesting when you...
Why are you...
Yes, go ahead.
Why are you drinking and carrying?
I don't drink.
Yeah, he never said he was drinking. He was at a club.
Well,
went
right.
to go and witness any went to go and witness an event. Right. So, as a musician, I'm drawn to musical performances, mm-hmm. and I go and check out those performances. And this was one such where I went to check out the musical performance.
Okay, okay. Point well taken. But the thing is, if it's a casino, you know, it's not the security officer. Oftentimes they're hamstrung by the regulations of the casino. So maybe not blame the security officer, maybe blame the casino.
However it's done, the issue still remains that if I'm armed and going inside and they did not find a weapon on me and their security processes were just to lift the front of the shirt, it's flawed. Don't care who's in charge. And if that's their procedure, then they need to be bringing that up to the management that says, you know, there's no way we can check that. I have been to other casinos where you actually walk through a walk-through metal detector and they hand-wand you. And I'm okay with that. However, there should be a person at the front as well as people inside the venue that are armed just in case a weapon does get smuggled in. And trust me, it can get smuggled in. You've got performers. And let's go back to an issue that happened back in the 1990s. At a place called the Paradox Nightclub that was at 5th and Keystone, where you had people who were being screened coming in the front door, but the gangster rap artists that were being allowed in the back came in armed. No one checked those guys. And we had a shooting based on that.
You know, I'm curious that if, because this is a fact, if you are working security, you're going to be the first one probably who is targeted for takeout mm-hmm. if a situation goes down because they don't want security fighting back
exactly.
or helping out.
Because they figure they may either be trained or even have a concealed weapon on them.
Exactly. So if you are working door security and you're checking for these firearms, wouldn't you as a responsible, if that is your job, say, you know, I need more than this. I need a wand.
Exactly.
I need to be able to you
whole
know,
body.
Whole body, down the leg, down both legs, and around that entire waist.
What we started seeing when the police department years ago was the fact that a lot of the gang members were giving their weapons to the females because they knew that the male officer wouldn't check the female. They might look into the purse with a cursory look into the purse, move the fingers around inside the purse. Yeah, I don't see any hand grenades. I don't see any, you know, big bazookas, and that's it. But they wouldn't pat the female down because they don't want the sexual harassment complaint. They check the males. They do a pat search on him, and they go over every item. But he gives the gun to his female
compadre. The company
compadre.
I work for, we do physical pat-downs, too.
And that's and okay. But I've also seen...
The attitude you get from is police officers or more retired police officers.
You lost me.
That's unfortunate because they should be encouraging the safety.
Yes.
That, you know, and I have no problem being pat down. It's
yes.
It's that attitude nowadays that, you know, I'm not a criminal. It's like,
right.
Well, how do
exactly.
I know that?
And you can't tell by looking at people. And,
no.
And unfortunately, officers get surprised all over the United States where they – look at an individual and they think, well, based upon how the person's dressed or how old they are or whatever their composition is, they think, well, this person couldn't be a criminal. And unfortunately, you get surprised. So,
right.
And again,
so
when we look at individuals.
So what you're saying also is there can be police officers that are incompetent as well.
There can be everybody on the face of this earth that has the job a job that can be competent or incompetent.
Yeah.
Okay, point
doesn't matter. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean that you're competent in everything.
Right. Question for Monica. In what universe is Neil deGrasse Tyson ever making conservative statements?
Yeah, Neil, thank you. I couldn't remember his first name. That's what really surprised me, and I think that that is what set the trigger for the liberals, that somebody like this, of that liberal mentality side in that whole academia, to mention something like this. You know, he just set the Twitter world afire because people were coming back at him, not expecting him to say something logical like that. I love it when I can point the hypocrisy out. Phil, thank you so much for reminding me of
his
name. And thank you for the call. Those are great questions. And that's the thing that we have to fall back on, too, is, you know what? You don't know what's happening in somebody's life. You mm-hmm. don't know what is happening to have people fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a deep conversation. So let's actually take a break a little bit early here and come back and talk about that. But I really want you to get into how we can better protect ourselves in public. Owner of DisarmandDisabled.com, Joey Walker, author, and I hope you will share a story with the school district about training, you know, keeping the kids safe. We'll get into that as well. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Also being heard now in Smith Valley and Yerington on 92.3 FM. It's your FM talk station, KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, also being proudly heard on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. If you would like to call in and ask Joey a question, please, 884-9910. Joey Walker is my guest today, owner of DisarmandDisabled.com. Please check it out. He's also the author of Shots Fired, Surviving an Active Shooter Assailant. And, Joey, you've got another book coming out very soon. When should you be finished with that?
I've got, like, maybe two photos to take and finish up on the acknowledgments, and I'm done. Content's already there, and I've got to get it turned in because every time I wait, there's another week, there's another shooting, and it's like, I got to add that one, too.
Exactly, and then another interview with Monica, and I've got to go on. But it's going to be called Disarm and Disable the Active Shooter Defense Guide. Are we doing the right things when it comes to these shootings that have just happened? I mean, let's go to the Walmart shooting. You know, the officer was there, the assailant was taken down in 30 seconds. But there was still enough time before the officer got there to take down a number of people.
Right.
Because it was a gun-free zone.
Absolutely.
But what should people be doing when they hear that firecracker sound? Because that's how everybody that I've seen interviewed so far has described it. We thought it was firecrackers.
The first thing is to take a look at, is it in context? Why would I be hearing fireworks in a parking lot? So there's something wrong. That's number one. Is it a car backfire? Is it fireworks? Is it construction? Those are the typical things. Second, I would strongly encourage every person that is not aware of what a gunshot sounds like to go and visit an indoor range as well as an outdoor range and familiarize yourself with the types of weapons that are being fired. A smaller caliber weapon like a .22 is going to have a smaller pop. A larger caliber weapon like a .45 is going to have much larger. .357 much larger. Shotgun even larger. Automatic or semi-automatic rifle, much larger. And
but
you need to hear those.
We hear gunshots in movies all the time.
It's different. It's different. That's Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hollywood, I can fly, you know, 20 feet on a flying sidekick and then spin around after I've kicked the guy and land on my feet.
So it sounds different. If you have a chance to go to a range or something like that, please do it. Indoor. We have indoor ranges. We have outdoor ranges.
Exactly.
So it's easy to do. What if you don't know? What if you just see people all of a sudden running? Do you run with the herd? Do you play dead? Do you find a place to hide?
The longer you stay inside the kill zone, and that's where the shots are being fired effectively and putting people down, the greater chance you have of being a statistic. So you want to get outside the kill zone as fast as possible, but you have to determine where the shooter is in relationship to where you are. Is there something that you can put in between you and the shooter that will keep you from being shot? Going as low as possible, let's say you're in the parking lot and you hear shots fired as you're walking out of your car to get to the shopping mall, mm-hmm. and you hear shots fired, first thing you do is duck in between a couple of cars and get low as possible, determine where the sounds are coming from, and then figure out your avenues of escape, because it's not just one. If you're driving, then go out of the vehicle, go out of the parking lot. If you have something that you've got to drive over a shrubbery or a curb to get out of the parking lot, that's okay too. If you're not, and you can't rush back to your car and think you always have to get back inside your car, you can escape on foot and just go around the side of a building as quickly as possible and get out of that area. Put at least one other building between you and the last known location of the shooter. So you've got the shooter, you've got a building between you two. He's not going to be shooting through the building. If you're hiding behind a car, the safest place side to side from the shooter is behind the wheel.
Okay.
So he doesn't bounce around underneath the vehicle and hit you on the other side. Don't stick your head up looking through the windows trying to see where the shooter is located. You'll be able to judge his approximate location by the sound of the gunfire. The louder it is, the closer he is.
Okay.
If you see surface areas popping up around you or being hit, pop, 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 and it's close to you, you know he's shooting in your direction. And when the shooting stops, you might do a couple of 1-2 seconds, sneak your head up, look around, put it right back down to see where is that shooter? What's he doing? Is his weapon malfunctioning? Is he reloading? I should say he or she. Or is the person transitioning to another weapon? So if they, let's say they've got an AR and they're firing, bang, 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 stops. Are they reloading? Did the weapon malfunction? Or are they putting that down to transition to a handgun or a knife? Because most active shooters will have either more than one weapon or lots of ammunition with one weapon.
And as we have seen from the rapper wars of the 90s, bullets go right through car doors. They go mm-hmm. right through glass.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that just because you're, you know, you got into your car,
mm-hmm.
that you're safe. Gentleman actually disarmed or was able to grab kids and run. I know there are heroes out there. Mm-hmm. I know there are people who want to put themselves between the shooter and mm-hmm. Because that's just
but
good
on the,
guys out there.
But on the other end of that spectrum is you can only save those that are close to you. Don't run back into the burning building, so to speak, to save everybody because you can't. We had an individual that was in one of the office workplace violent shootings who unfortunately saved people, got him away from danger, got him into a locked environment, and went back out of the locked environment to save more people.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He got shot and killed. Once you get to a safe location, you've got to stay there until you find another avenue of escape, but not to go back out and try to save more people. That you just continue to put yourself at risk.
Do you warn other people? People yell fire
mm-hmm.
when they smell smoke, they see flames, they yell out fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're even supposed to yell that if it's a rape situation because
right.
people pay attention to
right.
that. Do you yell out active shooter? Do you yell out shots fired?
I cannot think of anyone these days, unless you're living in a cave, who has not heard of an active shooter or learned of other terminology, shots fired. So either one of those terminologies will work. They also should be, if they can hear you yelling, they should be able to hear the shots being fired too. Now, let's just take you situation where a person's walking around. Your last caller before that had talked about conditioned white, which basically means you're totally unaware, you got your head in the clouds walking around in a daze. So now we have these things that we put in our ears, earbuds,
yep.
and we turn our volume up to warp level, you know, 9, and 9,000 decibels playing as you're, I'm being facetious, of course, but you're walking, you're totally unaware because you can't hear.
Yeah.
And then shots are being fired around you. No. Or, and I've been in the Bay Area to see people, let's say on BART, and they've got both ears plugged. They're always either on their phones or mm-hmm. not even paying attention to people inside the own train car where they are. So take, when you're in public, take one out so that you can hear ambient noise around you and you can react to things that you hear and see developing around you.
Who is most likely to just kind of ignore all that is going to be one of my next questions when we come back and we talk more with Joey Walker, owner of DisarmAndDisable.com. And while we take this Fox News break, ask yourself, would you be prepared in this type of situation? Seems to be happening more and more. We'll be right back on 99.1 FM Talk.